Welcome to the best bits of the Bible with me, the virtual vicar, and I'm joined as usual by King James. So cool, because he's a big fan of the King James version of the Bible. And the best bit of the Bible that we've got for this week is from Acts chapter 3. Here it is in the King James version. I'm going to read it to you, and then we're going to draw out of it, well, the main point. Now, Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, "Look on us." And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." So here we have an interesting incident. This is quite early on after the death and then the resurrection of Jesus. Let's just go back through it. We got Peter and John. They're going through into the temple at the hour of prayer. The early church met in the temple, in the temple courts, in public meetings, so everyone could see them, could see what they were doing, and they would have been known as the people who worshipped Jesus and that Jesus could heal. So it may well be that they thought when someone was calling out, that's what he's asking for. But this man didn't. He asked for alms, in other words, money. He asked for, asking for a handout, asking for help in that way. But Peter and John looked on him, and Peter, taking a lead, decides, well, this is what I can do. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Now, there's something we can learn from this, in that this historical incident, this sort of thing also happens today. So what we can learn is that in the name of Jesus, people are healed. I think that's an important thing to learn. But King James, what is the main point that you draw from this passage?
Well, yes, I believe that this is an important lesson. And my interpretation, if you particularly look at verse 6, the okay. Peter said, "Silver and gold have I, and
have I not?
None. Yeah. But such as I give I thee, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." Essentially, my interpretation here is that you as an individual really need to take ownership. Do not rely on handouts alone. Ironically, you have the power within yourself to do better. Now, of course, what was clever here is the answer that Peter gave, which is that silver and gold have I none. And really, perhaps the likelihood is he probably did have some money, but really? Recognize that the real power was to empower this individual by not allowing that individual to be complacent, to get into the form of handouts. Now, in lay terms, this is often seen in society where we do see people who just simply will only rely on others in charity. There's nothing wrong with charity, but when it goes too far, you become so reliant on it that you don't take initiative. And so I think that what is a lesson here is that Peter in particular was very clever in trying to incentivize that individual to get up, walk, and start to walk on their own two feet, be independent, and move forward.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's interesting. Yes, at the end of this passage, what we have is the man standing up and walking. He's no longer dependent on handouts. And that sort of attitude, the get up and go attitude, has been an attitude associated with Christianity, not always, but certainly at its inception. That is what we see, that the Christians are the ones that got up and got things going. They move, they change society radically for the better, we would argue. So that's the passage. That's the main point that we take from it. But what are you taking from it? What do you think of this passage? How do you apply it to your life? Give your comments in the comment section below, and we'll be back next time with another best bit of the Bible. See you soon.